As manufacturing and labor demands keep rising, so do workplace-related injuries. Last year alone, there were over 2.6 million recorded cases of workplace injuries in the U.S. A workplace injury can leave you in terrible pain, unable to work, and overwhelmed with medical bills and expenses. If you've been seriously injured at work, call the Texas Law Guns today and get the professional legal help that you need. Call the Texas Law Guns anytime, any day, at 512-8000. That's 512-800-0000.
It's all too easy for humans to forget things, like forgetting to brush your teeth 2 minutes twice a day. That's why Quip is in the business of human-proof oral care. Quip was created by dentists and designers to make oral health habits easy, starting with a better electric toothbrush with timed sonic vibrations to guide a complete clean. Plus, fresh brush heads delivered every 3 months for just $5. Join over 8 million mouths keeping it simple with Quip right now at getquip.com. That's getquip.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
I love my faith and I love my church. Don't get me wrong. I am a devout, practicing Catholic. But, you know, just as there is in every profession, I suppose, some folks are just better at what they do than others. I have to applaud my priests because they stick to God. They don't get involved necessarily in the modern day rigmarole of politics or policy or any of that kind of stuff. Now, that being said, I really wish that some in my faith would say, look, keep your eyes on God all the time. But when God or God's children or God's intentions are directly under attack, for goodness sake, it is the duty of those who are on the dais, on the pulpit, to engage their flocks and say, look, this is what we teach. This might be what the secular world is pushing, but this is what God teaches. This is what the divinely inspired word of God in the Bible teaches. Or, frankly, inside of the Torah or the Quran. If you are a person of faith, no legitimate religion teaches, well, frankly, the slaughter of children in the womb. They don't sit there and say, oh yeah, that's the great thing to do. Take out your progeny. No legitimate religion says that. So we like to talk to some folks in ministry every once in a while in the Salcedo Storm podcast. A, I think it's good for the soul. B, it also shows some of these cats aren't disconnected from what's going on in our world and what is actually impacting our people. And I think that is something that every denomination should take a lesson from, saying, you know, we can have our minds on the divine, always on the divine, but also say, hey, when the secular world attacks, we're there to inspire you, to tell you that this is what God teaches. And this is where, if you keep your heart and your soul focused on what God teaches, you're going to be okay. I hope that makes sense, because I'd be lost, really, without my weekly attendance at the Catholic Mass. And I'll even go one step further. I remember the loss I felt at Easter time when the pandemic hit and I couldn't go to church. It was like a part of me was ripped away, like I was being ripped away from my ability to engage, to get that refresher every single week. I hope that makes sense to some of you out there. Anyway, I got a couple of pastors who are friends of the Chris Salcedo Show. Great gentlemen. They're coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Nothing is more prized by a Democrat than the power to slaughter a child in the womb and take away their lives. Nothing is more important, more powerful to a Democrat, with maybe the exception of telling you what to do. But abortion is a close second in priority for these socialists, these leftists, these inhuman folks. So since the Kansas vote, since the narrative now is America is in love with abortion. By the way, I've said for the record, what Kansas did was consistent with what the Roe v. Wade overturning did. The states get to decide, the politicians and the people get to debate this, and we're having the debate. And as I pointed out, historically, places like Europe, places like Israel, the pro-life side has lost. Just so you know, just so you're aware of the history. My hope was that the United States of America, having a Judeo-Christian underpinning, would side with life at the end of the debate. But Kansas was definitely a setback. As the people of Kansas, who are allegedly majority Republican, allegedly majority conservative, still value the ability to off a child at will with no restrictions, because they called it a constitutional right in Kansas. Thank goodness it is not a constitutional right in places like Texas. But the other side's unhinged, my friends, and I want to talk about how unhinged they are, because now they're invoking God to justify the slaughter of children in the womb. Let me bring in Pastor Rob Pacienza. He's president of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Television program is called Truths That Transform. It airs nationwide. And his new book is called The Hope of the World. Pastor, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you, Chris, for having me on.
Sir, let's talk about the shrews of the view first, shall we? First,
absolutely.
The first shrew is Ana Navarro. And here's what she had to say about children being exposed to, as you've heard, being exposed to drag queens by everybody from GovEd to left-wing zealot parents. Have a listen to this.
Do I think a five-year-old should be at a drag show? No. But you know what? If you are for parental choice when it comes to your kid wearing a mask to school, if you are for parental choice when it comes to your kid learning about slavery and learning the true history of this country, then why in the hell can't you be about parental choice on whether you take your kid to a drag show or not?
Well, that's true.
This is, you know, you're cherry-picking this.
Yeah, they applaud this, and then she goes on to say, no kid has ever died from being exposed to a drag queen. Here in Houston, in the ISD, Houston ISD, a parent got up in front of a school board and said, one of your teachers took my son without my authorization to a drag show where he was exposed to a drag queen with an abuse against children charge against him. So that's what could go wrong from non-thinkers like the ladies of The View. Pastor, your reaction?
Oh, it's the height of hypocrisy. It's amazing. You can't have prayer in school, but you can have drag queen story hour in school. You can have the Bible in our public libraries for our schools, but you can have books that are teaching first graders how to engage in homosexual relationships in very graphic detail and nature. But it's just it's just indicative of what is happening in our nation. And it's indicative of what's happening in a secularized society where God has been removed from the public square. And so there is no guiding moral principle that's objective. And this is what we have as a result.
And there's a slippery slope here in Harris County. A Democrat judge gave a teacher who was guilty of sexually assaulting a child. The prosecutors wanted to charge this teacher with 20 to 40 years in prison. The judge, who is a socialist Democrat, said the teacher was only going to be given 60 days, 2 months in prison, and 10 years probation. Isn't that a signal of where the left-wing party is in this country?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the problem is, in we really do have a one-party system operating our school systems, operating our local municipalities. There really is no balanced approach to these laws or governing agencies. It has been hijacked by the left, pushing their progressive agendas in the universities and the school systems, even in the media, of course. And it's amazing that more and more people are not crying out and doing something about it.
Right. The judge's name is George Glass, Democrat Socialist Judge George Glass. Again, a teacher who robbed a child of their innocence was suggested by prosecutors to get 20 to 40 years in prison for that disgraceful and disgusting crime. And then this judge, a Democrat Socialist, said, oh, no, only 2 months. Again, it shows you the degradation in values that is being sponsored by the worldwide left. Pastor Rob Pacienza is our guest right now, folks. His new book, The Hope of the World, that gives us a turn to Whoopi Goldberg and a woman who Paramount Studios made dictator of the world in one of the failed Star Trek franchises, Star Trek Discovery. They cast her as dictator of the world, Stacey Abrams, who will be the next governor of the blue state of Georgia, by the way, because the GOP has surrendered in Georgia. Here is Whoopi Goldberg justifying abortion using God. Listen.
As you know, God doesn't make mistakes. God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice.
Pastor, I have more than a few things to say about this, but I wanted to get your reaction first.
It makes me sick every time I hear that quote or when I read it yesterday for the first time. It makes me think of the passage in Isaiah 5, woe to those that call evil good and good evil. It's amazing. From the very beginning, the lie of Satan was to twist the words of God, to twist the truth of God. The serpent says in the garden, did God really say that? And it's amazing that now we have these national figures that are continue to get a platform, which I have no idea why, that are speaking out of complete ignorance. But it really is the demonic positioning of the left. And I predicted this a few months ago when Roe v. Wade was overturned. You're going to start to see the true colors of the left. That this really wasn't about health care. This wasn't really about a woman's choice. This really is a demonic, evil approach to understanding human life. And it's just absolutely disgusting. Because the real question we should always be asking is, when does human life begin? Of course, the science is overwhelming in the court and having for us to have the position that human life begins at the moment of conception. So it's not a matter of whether does God give us the choice or the right or the free will. It's does God believe in murder? And if that's a human life in the womb, then abortion is not health care. Abortion is murder. So it has nothing to do with God giving us the right or God giving us the free will or imposing our morals or our values on somebody else. It has nothing to do with the woman. It has everything to do with the life of a human being in the womb from the moment of conception.
The Democrat Party has devolved into a death cult and a cowardly death cult. They only kill the defenseless, the voiceless, and they do so wantonly. And let me just break down. I'm going to play the soundbite again, Pastor. And I just wanted to drill down on some of my observations about what Whoopi Goldberg said. Listen.
As you know, God doesn't make mistakes. God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice.
Right, freedom. Well, actually, it's free will, not freedom of choice, but it's free will. And so by Whoopi Goldberg's analysis, that because God gave us free will and that makes abortion okay, doesn't all the atrocities that have, the unspeakable atrocities of man's cruelty to man, she's also justifying all of that in the name of God, which Hitler's rampage. He believed his Aryan race was divine, and he believed that it was, and he was just exercising, in Whoopi Goldberg's mind, freedom of choice, right? All the atrocities of slavery, where people, because they were different, because of the different skin color or their different origins, were turned into slaves. Oh, that's free choice too. So it must be okay. And this is where I have a big problem with her saying that God is for evil because he gives us free choice. Your response, Pastor?
Chris, like I said, I mean, woe to those that call evil good and good evil. Would not want to be standing close to Whoopi Goldberg on Judgment Day. I mean, like I said before, I mean, this is not simply a civil political conversation we're having in America anymore. I mean, this is taking truth, twisting it for a lie to fit their agenda, the progressive left's agenda. Mm-hmm. And it's, like I said, this is no longer political talking points. This is not a matter of choice. This is twisting the truth of God for a lie, calling something that is unrighteous and unholy and evil, the killing and the slaughtering of human beings in the womb, and trying to justify it and saying that God is somehow for this because he's given us the opportunity to do so.
Right. And by the way, one more thing before we get to your book. The idea of slavery is pushed by those who say that those they're enslaving are not human. And that's the exact argument that the abortionists say. The baby's not human, so we can kill it. It's the same argument that Whoopi Goldberg is saying, oh, yeah, the baby's not human, so we can kill it. But people have justified slavery by saying, oh, yeah, those who we're enslaving aren't human. The Chinese are doing it today. It's happened in the United States in the past, and it's happened throughout human history where populations have been enslaved using that same argument. The name of the book is The Hope of the World. Pastor, I think I can tell you that I've been getting email after email after email, and particularly in these troubled times, of individuals saying their faith in God is what's getting them through. What is the book about?
Yeah, this has been something I've been wanting to write for about 3 or 4 years now, but really particularly in the last 2 years, when you see a divided nation, a very hopeless times, a very dark time in the history of our nation and the history of our world. And it really led me to be convicted as a pastor. We need to, as the people of God, recapture our prophetic witness in the public square. Yes, our faith, as I write in the book, is deeply personal. It's never to remain private. Mm-hmm. Whether it was the Israelites being a light to the nations when they were enslaved in Egypt or in captivity in Babylon, or whether it was the church, the people of God in the first few centuries in the midst of persecution in the Roman Empire,
yep.
Fighting against infanticide and fighting for the widow and for women's rights and for the orphan, or being on the front lines to end slavery or the civil rights movement in this nation, the church and its message has always had offered hope, yes, to the individual, but also a very public hope to the world. And we're way overdue for the people of God, particularly in this nation, to wake up and understand that we have a message that offers real hope, and it is to be declared from the mountaintops.
And it is the cure for what is ailing this country, in my belief. Pastor Rob Pacienza, he's the president of D. James Kennedy Ministries. His television program is called Truths That Transform, and the name of the book is The Hope of the World. Pastor, thanks for carving out time.
Thank you so much, Chris.
All right, let's turn to another one of our favorite pastors and good friend of the program. He's president of Summit Ministries and host of the Dr. Jeff Show, Dr. Jeff Myers. Hey, man, welcome back to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Chris, great to be back on the show with you.
Thoughts on the division that was created with this unprecedented and what many legal observers note unnecessary raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. What is your reaction from 30,000 feet up?
Well, I'm actually at 6,400 feet up in Colorado working with young student leaders this summer. So I've seen some of the news articles, but haven't followed it very closely. It definitely looks political to me when you bring agents in. You tell the lawyers to leave. You tell them to turn off the security cameras. It makes it seem to the American people that the FBI has become politicized. And when your police forces become politicized in any nation, this has been true, well, most recently in Venezuela, then the people lose confidence in their government. And Chris, it's already so low, how can we afford to lose more?
Well, right. And again, and it's not just the loss of confidence, it's the real world application of that, which is the permanent Washington folks believe they run the joint instead of us, and they start making decisions on our lives. And then as government grows bigger, our rights shrink. Now, you pointed out that a lot of people believe this is partisan, and polling that Trafalgar has put out, by the way, Trafalgar is right up there with Rasmussen as the most accurate polling service in the country. A large majority of independents and Republicans believe that Trump's political enemies are behind the FBI raid. 83% of Republicans, 72% of independents, the vaunted independents, now more likely to vote in the 2022 midterm elections as a result of this FBI raid. Your thoughts?
Well, I think what's bizarre is that you're actually going to find people taking that poll and saying, see, we can raid him and it doesn't hurt him. It helps him. And so it's this weird sort of administration thing going on where it everything seems to become politicized.
Well, true. And again, but again, I think that all of these Americans are not wrong. I think we all know intuitively in our gut what's going on here. It is a fundamental betrayal of what it is to be an American. It's a fundamental betrayal of the Constitution and limits on government power. And the press is some of the biggest sycophants trying to normalize this deviant behavior, and they would never accept one of their Democrats getting the same treatment from a Republican, or specifically Donald Trump, would they?
Yeah, I think that's, that seems like, it doesn't seem like we should be able to say that, but, how can you avoid that conclusion? And you, I think you hit on something that this is about the Constitution. Once you get beyond the Constitution's limits, then everything is fair game. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for a long time. This is the natural rising above the waterline of an iceberg. 8/9 of an iceberg is below the surface. 1/9 rises above the surface. What's below the surface has been going on for 100 years, which is that states and other groups have been basically bribed by the federal government. Comply with our laws, enforce our laws, and we will give you money. You don't do it, we won't give you money. In our organization, which is a 501c3 organization, if I were to endorse a candidate, I could have my tax exemption revoked.
And you will. By the way, Dr. Myers, you will. If you back a Christ-centered, God-centered candidate, the Internal Revenue Service with their 87,000 new agents will descend on you and they will audit the hell out of you. In the meantime, when a socialist Democrat gets on these churches around the country and they start pushing for votes for Democrats, the IRS will not prosecute them. You know why I know this? Because it's happening today with the current level of IRS agents, and now that's going to be on steroids. The offense isn't that you violated the law. The offense is that you're a conservative and you're advocating for limited constitutional government. That's your crime. So if you're a leftist and a socialist and a statist going to these churches around the country and preaching for Democrats, you're going to be fine. The IRS will leave you alone. But if you're up there preaching freedom and liberty and limited government, you're going to be the target, correct?
I have a feeling that you are right about that. But whether an organization is conservative or liberal doesn't make the government's use of that power right. It's an extortion power. In any other place, we would call it extortion.
Mm-hmm.
These extra constitutional or unconstitutional conditions that the federal government uses to get its way have prepared our whole nation to believe the federal government can do whatever it wants. So we do have to go back to the judges and say, now is the time, guys, all of you guys who were appointed as constitutional, faithful constitutional judges, now is the time for you to begin making decisions that limit the power of the federal government. It's urgently needed.
Right. Well, in defense of we the people, we're talking to Dr. Jeff Myers, folks. He's the president of Summit Ministries. Another poll by Trafalgar seems to indicate, like in the 2016 run for Donald Trump, where millions of people came off the sidelines and started participating in the electoral process because President Trump gave them the first sign of hope they had had in years, that you've got now 30%, according to Trafalgar, of Americans are getting more active in civics and politics than they were just 2 years ago. What do you think is driving that? Is it the loss of rights and the calamity that Joe Biden has been? Is it the targeting of conservatives, or is it a culmination of everything?
Chris, we just, as you know, we just did a poll last week through McLaughlin and through Summit Ministries, and we found very similar results, that about 27% of people say they are more active than they were in the past. Only 16% say they were less active than they were in the past.
Yeah.
Now, when you drill down on what the activism is, you're finding, first of all, that conservatives or Republicans are more likely to vote. They're more likely to vote in political elections than liberals or Democrats by about 5 percentage points. So that would support the thesis that a lot of people are really upset right now and are getting more involved as a result. However, when you look down into the crosstabs of what other kinds of involvement other than voting people might express, for example, going to school board meetings,
right,
liberals far outstrip conservatives. So the day-to-day activism favors people on the left, whereas voting behavior so far, the ones who are more motivated to vote seem to be those on the right.
And we believe that any elected leader who does not commit to voting for, implementing and voting for parental school choice does not deserve your vote. I've never been a single issue voter until now. That is the big issue. I think the reason why we have a runaway deep state / permanent Washington, the reason why we have a corrupted press, the reason why America is in decline right now is at the feet of government's takeover of education. The worst mistake we ever made was allowing government to educate our children. Dr. Myers, I want to ask you about another aspect of all of this, because as we've been noting, the federal government is out of control. The federal government is now run by unelected bureaucrats, and it's because of lazy lawmakers who just get up there and think it's party time, right? And they have allowed automatic spending increases, reckless spending as a result. Our elected leaders no longer run the country, and they can't do oversight because the federal Leviathan has grown so huge they can't. It's physically impossible to do the proper constitutional oversight. And that leads me to a fundamental truism that we've seen play out throughout history. And it is this: as any centralized government grows bigger, the people's liberties get smaller. Am I right?
There's an old saying that I share with my students at Summit Ministries all the time: a government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take everything you have.
Yep.
The persecution that people experience around the world for their political or religious viewpoints, Chris, is almost always bureaucratic persecution. Some people think, oh, well, this persecution, it must be that the Christians are getting shot or beat up in public or whatever. That happens a little bit. But almost all of the persecution is burying people in paperwork rather than burning them with wood. And when you bury people in paperwork and you make it impossible for them to exercise their liberties, you are engaging in a form of persecution. It's something that every government has to be on the lookout for. Chris, look, the whole point of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution of the United States is not to protect Americans from each other. It's to protect Americans from the government.
Right.
And our founders put those in place because they didn't trust themselves. I think they would trust today's leaders a lot less.
Well, let's talk about the causes of the downfall. I mean, Ronald Reagan famously said at an ecumenical breakfast that there was always a precursor to the fall of great nations, and it was their turning away from their God in gods. When you see Merrick Garland's conduct, when you see Christopher Wray's conduct, when you see Beijing Biden's conduct and the entirety of his government, when you see the conduct of government in general in the United States, you see, and again, you see the devil at work, in my opinion, because people of conscience, people who believe in God and an almighty creator, do not do what they are doing to us. Is that a fair analysis on my part?
I think it is. I think it's fair. I think the government has to bear the large part of the responsibility. Although I'm going to challenge people to rise up as well. Will Durant, who wrote that great series, The Story of Civilization, looking at every civilization for which we have records, said a great civilization is not conquered from without until it has surrendered from within,
yep.
Or it has destroyed itself from within.
Lincoln had something similar to say about that.
Yes, and Durant actually went into detail. He made that comment about the fall of Rome, and he said overwhelming bureaucracy, stifling taxes, but also the decline of morals. When people give up on the idea that there is such a thing as truth that we can find, then they are preparing themselves for surrender.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And folks, I would submit to you that a government of conscience wouldn't be doing to us what this government is doing. That means they have none. And in my view, they need to be opposed. Because in my opinion, Christ Jesus calls on us to oppose evil with all of our might, with everything we have. And there is pure evil going on right now in those controlling the levers of power in this country. President of Summit Ministries and host of the Dr. Jeff Show, Dr. Jeff Myers. I always appreciate the visit, sir. Thanks.
I always enjoy the conversation. Very stimulating thing to do first thing in the morning.
Yep, it's better than a cup of coffee. I know. If I had a dollar, whoo, you got my blood pumping every single time we've heard that. Well, that's kind of our job. Need to get you engaged, get you fired up to protect you and your family's rights. That's going to do it, everybody, for the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor. Check out a couple of websites, won't you? ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can leave an email or a voicemail. Check out where you can hear the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. You can also check me out on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Also, check out how you can book me for a speech when you're at ChrisSalcedo.com. The other website is TexasScorecard.com. Check out the latest news and information in Texas that could be impacting the entire country. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, how much power is reserved for you and me. We the people. See ya.